SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. We got a lot of NFL to cover. We'll cover both the Thursday and the Friday night games, since me and Joe won't be together again until that one starts. We'll get into a few other things as well. We got baseball going on. Me and Joe are drafting our fantasy team, the Sports Grid Fantasy League. We took James Conner and Dalton Kincaid. So that's the second time in a row, Joe. A guy you wanted to take was still there the next time we picked. Just for clarification.
Carver.
Just want to make sure you knew that.
Again, you have this thing. I like certain guys. I know that certain guys are winners. Okay, you want to go with everybody else, you know, deems as the top guys. I don't want to go by anybody else's chart. All right, I'm the human algo, not you. Remember, you're the encyclopedia. You're the encyclopedia. I don't think I didn't catch that on yesterday's show too. All right, because
with
I
what?
Listened to the playback after I hung up. You're the encyclopedia, and I went 6-1. I listened. I got the bulletin board material on my whiteboard, okay? I have all the comments that you made when I was off the show on Tuesday. It's up there. I know. Walking around, peacocking with your billy club out, thinking that you're at the top of the mountain.
I don't think that at
Week
all.
Week one.
I don't think that at all.
You're up 7-0 in the first quarter.
What do you want to do in this game on Thursday night for Tutties? What do you like for Tutties?
What, for the Kansas City game?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Lamar's plus 210. Flowers is plus 210. Those are kind of juicy to me.
Yeah, but the Zay Flowers.
Oh, yeah, he's a hump, right, Joe? He's no good, I guess, right?
Let's go. No, I just, they're making Zay Flowers out to be the second coming of Jerry Rice. He's like DJ Moore. The guy's a number two. He's not a number one. Sorry. I hate to say. What about, there's everybody's All-American. Rashad Bateman plus 410. Raving about this guy coming out of Minnesota, rowing the boat with Tanner Morgan.
How involved do you think this Pirine's going to be?
Yeah, I sort of like Xavier Worthy at plus 180. And I know Samaje Perine. I mean, the guy's older than dirt. How about Justin Watson at 5-1? I feel like he always goes to Watson on the marquee game.
Yeah.
He's always looking to. What?
I feel like Watson. You're right. Watson does get a couple of these. Like there's one. You know, I say this every Chief game. I feel like to you. You know, one of these guys, Watson, Noah Gray, Hardman. One of these guys will score. They always do. You just have to pick the right one. I don't know what. You never know what. It's throwing a dart, but one of them will always score in these games.
I tell you, I like Xavier Worthy.
How many yards are you going to alt Worthy up to?
Let me see. What do they have as tight end? I mean, I'm starting to do the breakdowns now. I mean, I would alt
Here we go.
Up to
Worthy.
70?
They got plus 230 for 70.
I'm willing to take that in the
80 plus 320, 90 plus 450, 100 plus 630. Nice. Up and away.
I think the game's going to be in the 50s, so you tell me. What do you want to do? Are we doing the parlay now? Are we doing it?
I mean, whenever you're ready, Joe. I mean,
yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Touchdown score. Who do you want to take? You think this Rasheed Rice, knowing that he's got the illegal stuff next year, he's got to score as many touchdowns as possible? Want to take him plus 155?
Yeah,
Derrick,
I mean,
Henry, first touchdown of the game. Let's ride.
Yeah, I don't mind it for first at plus 550, but for this, I don't know if I could. We can't put that in this. We don't want that to get crumbled by a first touchdown.
Too risky. Too risky.
And I don't want to put minus 125 in it, which is what is any time.
Put Rice in there.
All right. Let's put Rice in there for now. Let me see what else you come up with. We might have to circle back for that.
Go ahead.
So what is it, my turn now? Does that mean? What does that mean? Do I get to go now?
Yeah.
I think I should take Zay Flowers alt receiving yards just to kind of get you fired up.
Everybody's all American.
I kind of like him for 70 at plus 172.
Flowers, 70 plus 172. Okay. All right, then you'll love my pick, Xavier Worthy. Let's do him at, I like 70, and I'm going to play it on my own, but for the sake of the show, let's do 60.
That's fine. I got no problem with that.
Okay.
You thought you were going to get a fight from me on that. There's no fight from me on that.
All right, come on. You're
right. All right, one second here. We're up in a couple picks. Let me just tell you some guys that are out there.
Here we go.
Amari Cooper, David Montgomery, which I think we should consider, Najee Harris, Brian Robinson, Deontay Johnson. We already have a tight end.
What about Xavier McLaurin?
How about Xavier Worthy?
How about McLaurin?
He just went. Just
How
went
about
a couple
Tank
picks
Dell?
Ago. Already gone. Long gone.
How about Christian Kirk?
Still there, but I'm not a big fan of him. How about Christian Watson?
Nah, he's too injury prone. Well,
how about Jaden Reed then? If you want to stay
with
the Packers.
Let's take Jaden Reed.
Okay. This is once again. We got to text this. These guys are getting all our information. How about your boy Jackson Smith and Jigba Action Jackson.
I mean, let me see here. What is Josh Jacobs still on the board?
No, long gone. I think that we should take one of the running backs, and I think we go one of the running backs and one of the receivers.
I can't see the board, Matias, all right? I'm going blind. What about...
I think Mike Yeldon with David Montgomery, guys.
What about Judy? What about Jerry Judy?
No, no, Joe. He's like ranked like 170th. Like we're not taking him.
Again with the rank.
We're not taking him. Okay. Guy's a total hump. All right. And they have Deshaun Watson throwing him the ball this year.
Want to take Marquise Brown, even though he's hurt?
Yeah, I think it's still a little early for that.
How about Jameson Williams?
We're a little too early for that, Joe. We still have guys who are starters out here. We have guys who are going to get high usage count,
How
high
about
snap
Brian
ratio.
Thomas? How about Brian Thomas? I need an LSU guy.
He's still a little... That's probably our next pick. Next
How
time we
neighbors?
Come around.
How about Neighbors?
He went like the second round. He went eight rounds ago.
Well, you know, it would be nice to have. I feel like I'm flying with night vision.
I can't. I'm giving you the next guys on the list. I just gave you all the names. I think we're up in two picks, and then I'll tell you who I really think we should take. But we already mentioned one.
What about your guy, Keon Coleman?
Well, I thought we liked the Packer wide receiver more.
Jaden Reed, I like Jaden Reed. He's a pocket rocket. He runs it. He does fly sweeps. He gets open. He plays in cold weather. He's a do-it-your-all 5-tool
player. Like him more than Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, because Worthy struggles with drops, and I don't know how they're going to put him into the lineup. They might work him in. I don't like Andy Reed likes to finagle. Let's do Jaden Reed.
Okay, I'll text you about the running back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So our picks came up while we were in the break. We got David Montgomery and Jaden Reed. So that's what.
All right. Gutty. Those are gutty picks. You know, that's where all these guys are using analytics. You know what we do? We use a little gut and feel, a little coffee, a little pinch between your cheek and gum, a little old school. Gut and feel.
So we got a little while here. We got we got a lot of picks before it's our turn again. So we have Rashee Rice touchdown, Zay Flowers 70 plus all, Xavier Worthy 60 plus all. I feel like I have to go with something rushing, Joe, and
make it good.
What does that mean? Make it good.
I feel like we have a winner on our hands. Don't blow it with the rushing.
What do you mean you feel like everywhere? You think that everybody's going to throw the ball all over the place in this game? I think
this game's going to be Firework City, baby.
Yeah, well, part of what makes games Firework City is Lamar using his legs, and you know it.
Got it all. You know what? I'm glad that you're starting to figure it out after all these years. It seems like you have it all figured. You got all the answers.
How about Derrick Henry over 1.5 touchdowns?
He is out of
scored.
Nowhere. This kid comes out of nowhere with
over like, you know, 1.5 touchdowns scored for King Henry, which will catapult your bet all the way to the top because it'll be plus 200.
Before you answer that, Carver, I forgot to answer Mr. Gutless on the other side, too, with his Hawaii pick, picking UCLA against, you know, all we heard all offseason, the defensive coordinator from Hawaii, you want this, we're from Dave Aranda, my former Hawaii
this. You know what, Joe?
How did that pick
all this talk about Hawaii. Hawaii had the chance to win the game, and they crapped their pants again like they usually do. I don't care
UCLA.
That they covered
they covered.
14 points. They lost. They lost.
I care. They covered.
And all the fans went home crying.
They covered.
They lost.
They covered. They were getting two touchdowns and a hook, and they covered. And your team was down and out in Beverly Hills. Deshaun Foster.
Covering mattered to me. Covering was huge.
It was a good cover for them. It was a good cover. But at the end of the day, it's a sour taste in your mouth for them to play the first half that they did. And then completely unravel in the second half and lose that game.
Doesn't matter.
It's unacceptable.
You bet against your team that you're so close to. You're gutless.
You know, I didn't think they. You know what, Joe? They proved. I might have lost the bet, Joe, but they're the same team I thought they were going to be. A team that choked.
They are who
matters.
We thought they were.
Is
they are
Green.
Who they thought
right?
We were.
Choke when
right
it matters. The UCLA
Dennis
sucks.
Green, Minnesota Vikings. There he is. Meanwhile, I'm talking this total up 47.5 in FanDuel. Lisi speaks. There are all the sharps are getting nervous. Bing, 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 bing. I'm shooting like fish in a barrel. I see this board so clearly. Come on, come get some. Feel strong? Who else wants to step up? Huh? All I hear is crickets now.
He's seeing the board very clearly. Very
I'm
clearly.
I'm on Texas. I'm on Texas this weekend over Michigan.
Wow. How about that?
There you
boom.
Go.
Dropping the hammer.
I already said it wasn't a best bet, but keep pounding that pavement. Keep pounding it. It's all right.
We're also taking USC at home over Utah State with the points. Let's go.
There he is.
That's like a 35
smoke.
Burger, right? I mean,
that's it. Wheel Central.
Home opener, it'll be spectacular.
It. Yeah, okay. Miller Moss, he's drinking the Kool-Aid. Okay, you're hanging out
with
Will Ferrell and Snoop Dogg, too? You're hanging out with the dunk.
Joe, you're still salty from the LSU win. If you're not on Miller Moss now, come on, Joe. Are you kidding me? The way that he ran that USC offense down the field to win the game? Fearless.
Take a walk.
Fearless.
Joe, you can't speak bad about Miller Moss. He beat your beloved LSU Tigers. You got to give him a little credit.
I gave the kid credit. All right, I gave the kid credit. All right, I gave the kid credit last night. I gave the kid credit. But the fact that Matias all of a sudden now, this is it. Yeah, Mikey, whatever Mikey picks, I'm going to go right there. I see how it is. Two against one. That's fine. That's
fine. I don't think that's what's going on.
Nah, I'm in the foxhole. The bulletin board, Matias, week one, Carver, week one. I got it all written down. I keep notes.
Hey, Joe, I got to give you props, though. You did tell me to get up Texas A&M, and I didn't do it. And they sucked. Notre Dame was all over. You were right.
Under a winner. Under.
Under. All right, what are we doing with this last leg? It's a no sweater. What are we doing? You doing
Lamar
the rushing
Jackson,
or what?
60 rushing. 60 rushing.
60. 60, yeah. Not 50. 60.
Right. 60. Why play 50 when you could play 60?
So we're doing Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
We're doing
Zay Flowers, 70 plus. Right. Worthy, 60 plus. Lamar Jackson, 60 plus.
Worthy.
Plus 37-13.
70. You don't want to take the total, right? You don't want to take the total.
What do you want to do with the total? I like the under. You like the over. How can we take the total?
We can't take the total. All right.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, what is it, 60 plus?
60 plus rush.
All right. 60 plus rush. Lamar Jackson, 60. Not 50, 60 plus.
Why play 50 when you could play 60?
That's a great theory. All right. So this sweater. I got to see what my, what are my promos? I got to see what this pays.
Well, maybe tomorrow they'll give us something. I don't know. Like, and for me, it's $10. It's like, come on. We can do a little better.
I got 50.
Of course you do. So,
yeah. I mean, I'll
doesn't
use
surprise
it.
Me.
What do you like? Everything is so begrudging to you.
It is. What can you do? All right, we're up in two picks here, Joe. We got some options. Yeah, you mentioned something earlier, and I think we need to go back to it.
All right.
And I'll let you know what that is.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back out of this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Channel 159, here with you. We got several things going on, including the Sports Grid fantasy draft. Night before the season, where me and Joe just picked, and we, of course, unfortunately, that had to happen off the air. But Joe wanted Hollywood Brown, which I don't mind, because I don't think it's going to be that long term, Joe. I think that Hollywood Brown's going to be in the mix in a couple weeks, and getting him as late as we did, good pick. And then we had a kind of a back and forth about the other running back we wanted to take. Joe named like six guys who went 10 rounds ago.
I don't have access to see.
I know. But it's like the 11th round
now. What about Chase Brown? Is he
on the board? You had to think someone took Travis Etienne by now. I mean, he's really good.
But what about Chase Brown?
No, he's actually gone. He actually went before Zach Moss, which is surprising to me.
Yeah, you and this Zach Moss.
But I told you I wanted Rigo Dowdle because I think Zeke's a stiff.
Dowdle.
And And I think he's gonna get a lot of gas. A lot of gas.
A lot of burn? He's gonna get you a lot of burn?
I think so.
Then that's it. I guess that's it. That's all
sneaky
we have.
Good pick. We're getting close, Joe, to where we gotta start thinking about defense and backup quarterback.
Now this is where I make a team. All right, because the rookies. I see things that maybe others don't. All right?
Sure. If you believe
you know,
that.
It would be nice to have a list of guys as opposed to just naming the, you know, every roster and you going, he's gone long ago. Like I'm supposed to know that.
You got it.
Oh, he's been taken six rounds ago.
I mean, you got to think that they're not still there. Right?
I'm not going to answer. You know, you got to think. I'm supposed to know. There's 10 teams in this draft.
You're the encyclopedia.
Not everybody's a wheel. Not everybody, you know, from what I saw the laundry list of who we're up against. It's not like we're cracking atoms with this group. I love everybody, but let's call it what it is. You make it sound like we're cracking atoms on the other side. We got Nobel Peace Prize winners that are drafting teams. Like, I'm supposed to know exactly.
You're trying to say that we're not exactly facing Matthew Berry and Jamie Eisenberg here? Is that what you're, you know?
I don't even, I'll just say this, okay? Matt Berry and Jamie, I think they're a little overrated anyway, okay? All right? Yeah, I said it. Now what? Now what are you going to do?
No, listen, it is what it is. There goes Brian Thomas, Joe, off the board.
Nah, you see, you know I wanted to take him. You know,
yeah, but you wanted Hollywood Brown more. That Jaguar situation is suspect.
The Jaguar situation's
very suspect. You don't want to be involved in that.
Here we go. You know? Jamie Eisenberg and Matt Berry. Let's carry them through the streets of New York now. All right.
What's the matter, Joe?
You're the best. Oh, you're great. You run a fantasy team. I mean, come on. Give me a break. We're carrying these people in the Wheel City. Come on now. Come on.
Interesting.
I'll go toe-to-toe with them any day of the week. I'll go toe-to-toe.
I'm calling them out. I'll line it up. We can get Jamie Eisenberg on tomorrow. Actually, Friday. When do you want Jamie on?
Whatever. Anytime you want.
A Royal Rumble. Let's go.
Okay?
We don't need to do that.
That's it. I said it. I called them out. Let's go.
You called them out? You're calling them out?
Carrying these guys through the streets of New York. I mean, come on. Oh, here comes this one. This one said this one's got, ooh, he's got him top five.
Why are you so upset?
At least he's got him top 10. How about that? All right? All right, what's up? What's our next pick? I need something. Give me.
We're a couple picks away. I think we should take our defense with one of our two picks here.
You win the defense. Why don't we take rookies, man? We gotta build out this roster. Defense. I want the last defense on the board. You can give me anybody. Seattle. Who do you want to take? Seattle, Tennessee. Defense is meaningless.
It's really not, though, because like it plays every week. Like, it's something that's in there all the time. I sometimes take two, Joe, two defenses, but...
That's not a recipe to win. Come on.
Yeah, I've won a lot in the past, so...
Let's take the Giants.
It's hard to say that. Jeez. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I usually wait for the... I'm not waiting for it tonight, Joe, because we're on the clock here. I got like a minute left. What do you want to do with this tight end? Well, I say
what
we take Hockenson
Johnson
and stash
from New Orleans.
No.
Great. Here we go.
No.
Let's take Dalton Schultz. He's in a pass-happy offense.
That's fine. I'm in.
All right.
And what are we doing for the? So I'm picking the defense then, since you took that.
Dad, you know you want the Niners day. Take the Niners day.
Yeah, you want Niners, Ravens, Browns. You know.
No, that Browns defense fell apart.
I agree. I mean, the Niners are going to bully some teams, so...
All right, so there you go.
I mean, if you're not happy about it, Joe, you don't have to think. We're taking it.
I can't see. I don't know. Every time I say a guy, your response is taken 17 rounds ago. you know how frustrating that is?
It's very... But I think you should know that we're far enough in the draft.
But I don't even know what round we're in.
We're at the end here. We're taking defenses. I mean, we're in the 13th round. I mean, you got to know that, you know, Travis Etienne's not around anymore.
Here we go. All right, just whatever. All right, you're on Zach Moss. All right, tell me about Zach Moss. You know?
Zach Moss.
You're laughing. You're getting a kick out of yourself. Well, you know, that's right.
Oh, I see some guys we can go after, Joe. Hopefully they come back around to us.
Here we go. Boy.
Some of your guys on the board, too.
What do you mean, my guys?
There's a couple of Joe guys that are here.
All right, God, name them, because it doesn't matter at this point. God, name them.
What do you mean it doesn't matter at
doesn't
this point?
Doesn't matter. Come on. What are my guys? Let me hear my
Blake
guys. Let me hear
Corum.
This.
Blake Corum's Blake a Corum. Joe guy. Blake Corum.
He's a rookie.
That's a joke.
God.
Okay, well, you just told me, rookies. You want to get rookies at the end.
You love young blood, Joe. You love young blood. Come on.
There he is.
Joshua Palmer, that's a Joe guy.
Yeah, I like Josh Palmer. I think he could be, very good slot receiver, especially now.
A.D. Mitchell, that's one of your guys.
A.D. Mitchell is there?
Yeah.
Let's take A.D. Mitchell.
Okay, so if it comes back around, I will. Xavier Leggett.
I think it'll be good.
This is one of my guys, Dontavian Wicks. Love Dontavian Wicks, legend.
What about Bo Melton?
He's pretty far down. I'd have to keep scrolling for a while.
Good.
Find old Bo.
Malik Heath, is he there?
No.
All right, good.
No. Tyler Algier.
Why don't we go with him?
Hey, let's talk about. So, are we good with the plus 37-13? Rice, Flowers, Worthy, Jackson. Okay, I'm in then too. Since we're not gonna be on before that, what about this Packer and Eagle game on Friday night in Brazil? Which God, I mean, why they're playing there, Joe? I have no idea.
I don't know. This line is up to 2.5 now.
2.5 and 49.5.
I like the under. I like the
now,
under.
You with me Friday night, Joe, or not? You with me Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Because
there's an NFL game on, so I don't know if that means you're in the
Stop. We got college
studio
football today, the next day. There we go. I like the under. I like the under, and I sort of like Green Bay with the points, but I mean.
I like the under.
I just told you.
I think it's going to be sloppy like all these international games.
That's what I think, too, especially week number one in terms of consistency. I think under, and I like Green Bay. I'm going to roll with Green Bay with the points and on the money line. Even though I'm high on Philly, I can't back them. It's a low number, less than a field goal. I think they're begging you to take the Eagles in this matchup.
I don't really love a side, Joe, to be quite honest with you. I just kind of like that under a lot. It'd be a lot harder for us to put an SGP together because of that.
Do we get one for that?
I mean, do we get one? We never really get one anymore, so kind of just do it on our own.
They clipped us.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. You hit a couple and then they...
Yeah, I'm
like
really
you said,
seeing
just,
the board
they
clear
just cut
for
you out
on here. Really seeing everything clear for the NFL too.
Yeah, but it's still Carolina at the top of the charts for you.
That's it. Why don't you broadcast it on a blowhorn?
We've been broadcasting it here for months.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know,
I already told you the word's out on that pick.
Why don't we get it down to 2.5 while you're at it?
You should have took it at 5.5 a couple months ago or 6, whatever it was. What was it when it first came on?
4.5. Then it touched 5. Then they brought it down to 4. And...
I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all right. It's not going to sway me outright.
I'll tell you the game that I'm... Are you still also... I know there's you like that over in Chicago. I know that's one that you've talked about quite a bit.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just not... I have one total at.
Now you're keeping it under wraps.
No, I have one. I have one total at one that I absolutely love.
Smash play.
Right, and then I have a 4:00 beat your book over the face with a duffel bag play.
Not at 4:00.
At 4:00, bully boy play. This is a bully boy play. This is smash him over the face with the duffel bag. Don't hurt him, of course. Not literally. And give him the uppercut, Larry. I love this game. And if you don't win, it's all good because you get the complete college and pro package absolutely free.
Juan Soto with a homer for the Yankees. There you go, Joe. We ring the bell. We haven't rang it in a little while. Ring the bell on Coast to Coast. Matias, I want it. Come on, ring the bell. Ring the bell for us. Come on. Juan Soto going yard for the Yankees. Let's go. Get the bell out. No bell. He's saving the bell. Now the bell only gets it when he hits a first touchdown. The only time the bell gets rung now around here. Good job, Matias. Do you want it? We're up in a couple picks, Joe. You want to take a backup quarterback?
Yeah, I mean.
Want to take Tua? Jared Goff? Cousins? Caleb Williams?
Not taking Caleb. What about Jaden Daniels? Give me Jaden Daniels.
Somebody's gone. Somebody took him.
Jeez. How could you know that he's not there? How did you know? I mean, you got to know.
Because that's possible at this point.
So what are the quarterbacks that are available?
The highest ranked ones, let's just go with that way, are Caleb Williams, Tua, Kirk Cousins, Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, Watson, Stafford, Baker Mayfield, Bo Nix,
Give Gino. Me Stafford. I want Stafford.
Okay. I won't fight you on that. And we're also going to go for hold on, let me see who's the best available. I still think that guy I mentioned before, we should take and stash him for when he's healthy.
I thought you took him already.
No, that we have. I'm saying when we talked about somebody else before.
Who? Who? You talked about everybody. You texted me 1,000 names.
Me and Joe, you know.
Oh, you know who I want? Let me ask you this. Is this guy around?
Who's that?
Is this guy around? Yeah. All right, what about this?
Not anymore. Forget the one I sent you. That's gone.
All right, God. Here, what about this?
I mean, I can look. I have to be scrolling for a while.
He's going to have a huge part in the offense. Take him!
All right, I'll take a look for him. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Joe, there is, we mentioned the Friday night NFL game. There's actually a couple Friday night college football games, too, including BYU and SMU.
Great game.
SMU minus 11.5 and a 55.5. That total seem a little light, Joe?
What? 55.5?
Yeah, for BYU and SMU. Seems a little light.
Nah, I'm not going to touch it. I'm probably leaning to the under there.
Leaning to the under, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's your boy. There's your boy, Cignetti. Put money in your pocket. 7 o'clock against Western Illinois. Guys, got
why do I not have that here? Oh, because I guess because of Western Illinois, they don't have the number up yet? Because they're, I don't have a number for that. At least not here.
No number. No number.
Northwestern minus 2.5 against Duke. You know I'm on Duke.
Yeah, they're your boy. I can't wait to see this field. Friday night under whatever it is. The lake in the background. 4,000 fans screaming their head off. I'm going to take
that is going to be cool
Wright.
At night. That's going to be cool at night seeing that. Oh, no,
I'm
back.
Take Mike Wright.
I'm back in Duke in that game. I'm all in.
Lloyd Braun's brother, David Braun.
I'm all in, baby.
He's going to hit Manny Diaz with a sledgehammer that night.
Manny Diaz, Malik Murphy, my guys.
What's that total?
55.5. I'm sorry. I was looking at the other one. 36.5 for Duke and Northwestern. 36.5.
Carver, we might have to go over that.
Man, I watched a little bit of that Miami of Ohio game for Northwestern last week. That was a tough watch. Man, was that a tough watch.
We're going to run it.
I mean,
give me the 2 yard out, Michael Wright. look at this. I mean, Malik Murphy did throw for 291 and two tutties. I mean, you got to believe Manny's going to go in there. What's the weather report? 69 in Evanston with winds cascading off the northeast.
Is that what it is? Is that the real weather report?
Yeah, 69, AccuWeather. Let me see. Yeah. Why? What are you thinking?
I think I'm just going to be on Duke.
Yeah, I really love Northwestern now. If you're on Duke, I'm on Northwestern. I think they bring the sledgehammer playing at home. They're gonna crush Mike Wright. Crush Malik Murphy and Manny. Manny's gutless on the road. Guy, I mean, come on. Couldn't even move the football against Elon last week.
Elon's got tough D, Joe. I mean, you got to give him a little bit of credit.
Stop.
That was a tough backdoor cover.
What was?
The Duke game. Elon kicked a field goal late. Like, they're down 26-0, whatever it was. Let me kick a field goal. Loser coach.
Gutless.
I hate when that stuff happens, Joe. So, on Friday night, we will do all the previews and picks for the weekend. We'll do a full hour on the college. We'll do a full hour on the NFL. As per usual. Now, let me ask you this. You got any problems with the NFL music, or you need that change too? With the NFL music that we've used in the past. Do you have any problems with that?
You know I don't have problems with the NFL music.
Okay.
See,
because I'll get that changed too if you want. If you want, I can change the NFL music.
I really don't like your attitude right now.
We can find something else.
You change it up too much. You know, you're like the team for the FCS that comes into like the big house, scores within the first 30 seconds, and starts doing the giddy. Gritty, whatever it is. Don't get me started. The giddy.
The giddy.
Hey, P. Giddy.
The giddy.
The gritty. That's what you're doing. You're putting you're like sticking your chest out, like what you accomplished. You had a great week one. I'm glad you made some money. But thinking like you won this, like, you know, like great, like tournament all of a sudden. It's week one. I can't believe that you take it right out of the gate. You must feel confident.
By the way, Joe, we've been obviously very busy with the football and other things. The Cubs are two outs away from a combined no-hitter, which I never consider a real no-hitter.
Does that count?
I guess it counts. It goes down as a no-hitter. But when it's not one pitcher, it's not as good. And now they're going to be one out away from it after that ground out. So Imanaga threw 7 no-hit innings. Pearson pitched the 8th, and now this guy Hodge is on in the 9th, and he's got the first 2 outs. So the Cubs are one out away from a combined no-hitter.
That's good. Good for them. That's a gutty effort.
Pretty gutty, by
gutty
the,
effort by
gutless
Cubs,
by the Pirates huh? tonight. Jeez,
look at this. Red Sox getting...
Bases loaded for the Angels in the first inning here, Joe, with nobody out.
I haven't looked at the baseball. And
that total was 10.5 tonight,
over.
Joe. It was 10.5 tonight.
Yeah, look at this. Everybody's got overs tonight. I'm so upset. 12-0 Cubs. Yeah, here come the Cubs now. They smashed Pittsburgh about a week ago when you were away, and now they're just beating up on them. Billy Club special. I mean, this is just like they're slapping them in their face and they're taking the change. Mets were another one. 8-3
Mets don't lose either. They score a ton of runs every night. They never lose. And is this guy going to get it? Ground ball to second and second base, and they get it. The combined no-hitter for the Cubbies. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM channel 159. Joe, I gotta tell you, another guy I just didn't get him on the card today. I kind of wanted to, and of course he goes deep. 5 runs for the Angels in the first inning against the Dodgers. Highlighted by a 3-run homer from Mickey. Forget the cognac. Get me the moniac. With a 3-run shot for
That's
the Angels. He's been hot, Joe.
I put this kid on the map. It's almost like Mickey Dunlap. Ever since I said Mickey Moniac, and the guy won me a same-game parlay, the kid's been hot as a pistol. I should be an agent. Once I pick these guys out of a hat, they love playing for me, man. I'm a player's coach.
Yeah, you are.
Guys like playing for me. I'm going to get in your grill when you suck, but when you're hot, I'm going to pump you up. Guys love playing for me.
Amazing.
They know.
It really is.
Mickey, forget the cognac. Give me the ammonia.
All right, Joe. So, in closing, Ravens and the Chiefs on Thursday night. Rice, Flowers, Worthy, Lamar. Lamar 60-plus rush, Worthy 60-plus receiving. Flowers 70-plus receiving, and Rice to the end zone, plus 37-13. The Carver and Lisi opening night NFL SGP to get us cooking. I like the under. Joe likes the over and the Chiefs, it sounds like.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs laying the 3, but I think, again, I'm going with the total. I think the total gets into the 50s. I'm not going to back down. And I won't back down.
And, Joe, you'll be on the TV side, of course. Let everybody know the situation around 8:15 East, I guess.
Yeah, we got the game day crew. So the Pro Football Today crew, me, Donnie, Kevin Walsh, doing in-game live, 8 to midnight.
During the game.
During the game.
Fired up. Ready to rock. And you'll be doing that Monday night for the Jets and the 49ers as well.
Correct. Well, yeah, but before that, the game day crew will be on Pro Football Today this Sunday, our first week.
Well, you have, obviously, college football today, Saturday. Then you have Pro Football
today, Sunday. Well, college football is week 2. Huge weekend of college football, let me tell you.
The slate's not great.
What are you talking about? Michigan, Texas, Tennessee.
Okay, so there's one or two good games.
What are you talking about?
Slate's not great.
Games. You see,
slate's
this is why.
It's a good slate. You know, it's a good slate.
You're not a college
football
fan. It's a good slate. You really
yeah, yeah, I love college football.
You're gutless. You're driving me absolutely crazy tonight.
It's okay.
You're just doing things to push my buttons. How could you say it's not a good slate?
I think as a whole, if you look at a whole, the whole entire thing, I mean, there's one or two decent, you know, big games, and then there's, it's...
One or two decent, I got to go
yeah,
through
Yeah, I mean, Michigan,
slate.
Texas is exciting. You got the game in Charlotte
25.
At night with Tennessee and NC State.
Let me give you the top 25. Arkansas, Oklahoma State. Georgia Tech, Syracuse.
That's not a great game.
Baylor, Utah. Iowa State. You want me to keep going?
As boring as it gets, that game. Iowa, Iowa State.
I got a headache. Kansas,
I'm on Rocco
Illinois.
Becton that game.
Houston, Oklahoma. App State.
It's a 30-point spread. I mean, they're marquee games.
Auburn,
Auburn. I've been dragging this guy Wilcox around for 2 years. Now you're going to tell me that Auburn and Cal's a good game?
It was a great game last year. Did you watch it, Guy?
Yeah, I watched it. I was on Cal.
Yeah, you were on Cal. Yeah, I know. The wheel. Colorado, Nebraska. That's not a marquee game. I know.
Again, I told you. There's a handful of games that are okay.
Texas Tech, Wazoo.
Yeah, I hope Joey's got a better game plan this week. Didn't have a good one at home last week against Abilene Christian. That's for sure. Snuck away with a win in overtime. Joe, great job. Enjoy the opener on Thursday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Ravens. Great job by Hit Prebell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you Friday night on the grid.